Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6.
Many more boys get diagnosed with ADHD than girls. Though the stereotypical image of someone with ADHD is a boy bouncing around a classroom, that's not the whole picture. More girls may have the condition than we think, and their struggle to receive a diagnosis can affect their whole lives. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that comes in 3 types: inattentive, hyperactive, impulsive, or a combination of both. People with inattention may forget things, struggle to get organised, and find themselves easily distracted. Those with hyperactivity and impulsivity might struggle to stay sitting down, constantly fidget, and interrupt conversations. The condition is usually first diagnosed in childhood, but most people don't grow out of it. It was once thought that children would grow out of ADHD as they developed and matured. We now know that ADHD symptoms can continue into adolescence and beyond. In most cases, kids with ADHD grow up to be adults with ADHD. For those whose symptoms are missed as children, living with undiagnosed ADHD as they move into adulthood causes problems. There's a difference between the prevalence of ADHD in boys versus girls. In one study of 2,332 twins and siblings, Anne Arnett, a clinical child psychologist, found that boys show higher rates of ADHD than do females. Boys also tend to have more extreme symptoms and a greater variety of symptoms than girls. However, when it comes to real-world diagnoses, boys far outweigh girls, much more than what would correspond to the difference found by the study. There's actually a lot of females who are affected by ADHD but go undiagnosed, says Florence Molam, an associate at a healthcare consultancy. Research suggests that girls need to have more severe and more visible symptoms than boys before their ADHD will be recognised and properly diagnosed. Florence also found that parents, in their own ratings, seem to play down girls' hyperactive and impulsive symptoms while playing up those of boys. They also found that girls who did meet the criteria tended to have more emotional or behavioural problems than girls who didn't. Many more boys get diagnosed with ADHD than girls. Though the stereotypical image of someone with ADHD is a boy bouncing around a classroom, that's not the whole picture. More girls may have the condition than we think, and their struggle to receive a diagnosis can affect their whole lives. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that comes in 3 types: inattentive, hyperactive, impulsive, or a combination of both. People with inattention may forget things, struggle to get organised, and find themselves easily distracted. Those with hyperactivity and impulsivity might struggle to stay sitting down, constantly fidget, and interrupt conversations. The condition is usually first diagnosed in childhood, but most people don't grow out of it. It was once thought that children would grow out of ADHD as they developed and matured. We now know that ADHD symptoms can continue into adolescence and beyond. In most cases, kids with ADHD grow up to be adults with ADHD. For those whose symptoms are missed as children, living with undiagnosed ADHD as they move into adulthood causes problems. There's a difference between the prevalence of ADHD in boys versus girls. In one study of 2,332 twins and siblings, Anne Arnett, a clinical child psychologist, found that boys show higher rates of ADHD than do females. Boys also tend to have more extreme symptoms and a greater variety of symptoms than girls. However, when it comes to real-world diagnoses, boys far outweigh girls, much more than what would correspond to the difference found by the study. There's actually a lot of females who are affected by ADHD but go undiagnosed, says Florence Molam, an associate at a healthcare consultancy. Research suggests that girls need to have more severe and more visible symptoms than boys before their ADHD will be recognised and properly diagnosed. Florence also found that parents, in their own ratings, seem to play down girls' hyperactive and impulsive symptoms while playing up those of boys. They also found that girls who did meet the criteria tended to have more emotional or behavioural problems than girls who didn't.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Yams are climbing vines, generally from the tropics, renowned for their often edible tubers, swollen, starchy underground stems that store nutrients and water. Diastogen is part of the plant's natural defences, but for us, it is a vital starting ingredient for the manufacture of a class of substances that have profound effects on the human body, steroids. Yam-derived diastogen was used to produce the hormone cocktail that first used to trick a woman's body into acting as if it is pregnant, thereby inhibiting ovulation. So, the contraceptive pill was born. Yams are climbing vines, generally from the tropics, renowned for their often edible tubers, swollen, starchy underground stems that store nutrients and water. Diastogen is part of the plant's natural defences, but for us, it is a vital starting ingredient for the manufacture of a class of substances that have profound effects on the human body, steroids. Yam-derived diastogen was used to produce the hormone cocktail that first used to trick a woman's body into acting as if it is pregnant, thereby inhibiting ovulation. So, the contraceptive pill was born. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. From a record 1,800 entries, this year's Sustainability Award was given to 27-year-old Carvey Aaron Maig for his Aureus system, which uses the natural scientific principles behind the Northern Lights. Aureus is made from crop waste and can be attached in panels to windows and walls. It allows UV light to be absorbed by particles derived from fruit and vegetables, which re-emit them as visible light. Unlike solar panels, the system is effective even when not directly facing the sun, because it can pick up UV light bouncing from walls, pavements, and other buildings. From a record 1,800 entries, this year's Sustainability Award was given to 27-year-old Carvey Aaron Maig for his Aureus system, which uses the natural scientific principles behind the Northern Lights. Aureus is made from crop waste and can be attached in panels to windows and walls. It allows UV light to be absorbed by particles derived from fruit and vegetables, which re-emit them as visible light. Unlike solar panels, the system is effective even when not directly facing the sun, because it can pick up UV light bouncing from walls, pavements, and other buildings. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. Police in Uzbekistan have apprehended two men for stealing cattle after catching them red-handed with a calf in the back of an expensive car. Following a report from villagers who had lost a cow and a sheep, the police managed to track down two suspects. In order to avoid suspicion, they had been transporting stolen livestock in a Chevrolet Malibu, which is the most expensive of locally produced cars. Of course, it was stolen in a Malibu car, like a bride, joked one Facebook user. Police in Uzbekistan have apprehended two men for stealing cattle after catching them red-handed with a calf in the back of an expensive car. Following a report from villagers who had lost a cow and a sheep, the police managed to track down two suspects. In order to avoid suspicion, they had been transporting stolen livestock in a Chevrolet Malibu, which is the most expensive of locally produced cars. Of course, it was stolen in a Malibu car, like a bride, joked one Facebook user. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. The Australian Capitol has proposed a new law to deal with its increasingly problematic feral peafowl population, it's reported. The law would introduce an annual trapping program aimed at lowering the number of peacocks in the capital city. Peacocks have become such a common sight in Canberra that one local found a male peacock in his bathroom staring at itself in the mirror. The Australian Capitol has proposed a new law to deal with its increasingly problematic feral peafowl population, it's reported. The law would introduce an annual trapping program aimed at lowering the number of peacocks in the capital city. Peacocks have become such a common sight in Canberra that one local found a male peacock in his bathroom staring at itself in the mirror. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
A 10-year-old boy from England has created a Guinness World Record by solving 196 math problems under a minute during the lockdown. The astounding video of Nadub Gill, the elementary school student, solving the problems on a laptop at the speed of light, has left netizens amazed. Times Table Rockstars, an online math table learning app, had collaborated with the Guinness World Record to find the highest scorer in a minute. Nadub took part in the competition and managed to finish at the top with a whopping 196 problems under the time limit. What is more astonishing is that he did not give even one wrong answer. A 10-year-old boy from England has created a Guinness World Record by solving 196 math problems under a minute during the lockdown. The astounding video of Nadub Gill, the elementary school student, solving the problems on a laptop at the speed of light, has left netizens amazed. Times Table Rockstars, an online math table learning app, had collaborated with the Guinness World Record to find the highest scorer in a minute. Nadub took part in the competition and managed to finish at the top with a whopping 196 problems under the time limit. What is more astonishing is that he did not give even one wrong answer.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12. Solomari Garcia Hernandez and Glauco Mercado did the grueling work of investigating how constipation affects the mating prospects of scorpions. In a process called autonomy, scorpions can detach a body part to escape a predator. But when they do this, they also lose the last portion of the digestive tract, which leads to constipation. However, the researchers found that, despite losing a part of their digestive tract, scorpions are able to copulate, suggesting constipation is no obstacle to a fulfilling scorpion love life. Solomari Garcia Hernandez and Glauco Mercado did the grueling work of investigating how constipation affects the mating prospects of scorpions. In a process called autonomy, scorpions can detach a body part to escape a predator. But when they do this, they also lose the last portion of the digestive tract, which leads to constipation. However, the researchers found that, despite losing a part of their digestive tract, scorpions are able to copulate, suggesting constipation is no obstacle to a fulfilling scorpion love life. End of the listening section.